name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I am full of thanksgiving in my heart today. Not the turkey that Spot was talking about. Anyway, we'll begin by reading Psalm 107. Psalm 107, chapter 9. Verse 19 to verse 22. That was our scripture reading. We just read that again. And I will begin to read from verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let us pray. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may behold great and wondrous things from your word. Send forth your Holy Spirit to counsel each one of us. I ask that you will empower me, even as I give myself completely to you, to use me as you will to deliver your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanksgiving is a day that we all look forward to, right? Because we want to eat the turkey, is it? Well, I think it's a good time, too, when families get together. So we get to spend time together, some intimate time with our family, all day at home, just eating and relaxing and doing whatever we want. When we came, we kind of had to get the hang of the Thanksgiving here in the United States. So we kind of do in our home, you know, the whole traditional dinner. And like you heard, we buy the turkey and we put in all the different side dishes that are there for Thanksgiving. And we did enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner. And we do that every year. But what we always do every year, we don't miss that out. Before we eat or during the meal, we always give a chance to each one of us individually in our family to say something that we are thankful for. And we did that again this year, and I'm sure each one of you this morning has something that they are thankful for. In fact, many things that you are thankful for. Amen. Like we heard during the testimonies, Miss Jan said she could go on forever giving thanks to God. And each one of us, I'm sure, we would do the same thing. If we had to sit here, we'd stay many days on end just giving thanks to the Lord. As I prepared for the sermon, I found out that really I wasn't giving thanksgiving the way, or thanking God the way I ought to as a Christian. I felt that I was kind of lacking in that area to, you know, give thanks or to be thankful the way God requires of us. And if I found that since I was not doing this, I had this sense that I was missing out on something great that God wanted me to have and to experience in my relationship with him and in my relationship with others. So today, we will see the importance of giving thanks always to our God and how our lives and the lives of others can be impacted. Giving thanks to our God is something that we should do as Christians. It should be our way of life. Being thankful should be part of our character. Thankfulness should exude from our lives. Where do we begin to give thanks? Where do we begin? There are so many things that there are that we can give thanks for. But where do we begin? Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." We can begin to give thanks just because God is who He is. So we can begin to give thanks with God because of who He is. He is the Creator. Job 37, verse 14 says, "Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Indeed, looking at His creation will cause us to give thanks to Him. He is the beginning and the end." There begins our thanks with God. He is God, He is Creator, He is the author and finisher of our faith. We ought to give thanks also for the Word. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Our thanksgiving is established from the Word of God. His Word gives us direction, hope, faith, life, deliverance, truth, understanding, and much more. How can we not but give thanks for the Word of God? The Word of God is powerful, and we need to use it and keep it in our hearts and live by it. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Our God is a good God. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. When we look at His goodness, we cannot stop the flow of thanksgiving in Him, because His mercy endures forever. When we look at His goodness, we cannot stop the flow of giving thanks to Him, because His mercy endures forever. He is from eternity to eternity. The great I am, the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we consider His goodness, we cannot but give thanks. He is God, and He is good. Amen? Psalm 107, verse 8 and 9. "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men, for He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." If you look at Psalm 107, you will find that this verse, can you just turn to Psalm 107? And verse 8, that says, "All that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men." This verse comes four times, is repeated four times in this chapter. The importance of us giving thanks to the Lord. Amen? When should we give thanks? Is it only when all is well? Is it only when all is well? When should we give thanks? All the time. We should give thanks always. Ephesians 5:20 says, Give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even when things are not going our way, we ought to give thanks to God anyway. When we are sick, when we are in pain, when we are in grief, when we are rejected, when we're in financial stress, whatever other thing that may befall us, that we will feel like God has left us or like everybody hates us, whatever it is, whatever situation it is, we should give thanks always, always. Through the circumstances that I have mentioned, we are able, when we go through those kind of circumstances and remain with thanksgiving in our hearts, we are able to see the character of God. We are able to know Him, and we get to know Him as our provider. We get to know Him as our Father, as our peace, our shelter from the storm, and our present help in time of trouble. We have to recognize that God allows these things to happen to us so that He can express Himself to us. So in those times of tragedy or hardship, we should remain thankful. Amen. Let us turn now to Psalm 107, and we will read to verse 13 to 15. We're just talking about the stresses that we may have in our lives, but this is what the psalm says when those kind of things happen. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Why should we be thankful? Why should we be thankful? When we are thankful, we place ourselves in a place of surrender to God. And when we are in that place of surrender to God, we allow God to work in us, to move in our hearts and do the work that He wants to do in us. And that also shows the trust and dependency that we have on Him. Giving thanks in difficult circumstances also builds our faith. Thanking Him in the bad times and in the good times means that we are thanking Him always. Because we are thanking Him in the good times, we're thanking Him in the bad times, there's no gap where we are not thanking Him at all, because we are thanking Him all the time, in the good times and the bad. So in that sense, we are thanking Him always. And when we thank God always, we are making ourselves conscious of the unending presence of God. Amen? Thanksgiving also empowers us to do what is at hand and gives us vision for the next mission. If we are not thankful, we tend to look within us and not around us. And we begin to feel that there is no hope. And when we feel that there is no hope, we have no vision. We think that's the end of the world. But when we are thankful, the thankfulness allows us to see beyond where we are. we become hopeful and we see the vision and we capture the vision that God has in store for us. When we give thanks, we are empowered spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And then, when we are thankful, we are able to accept the place where we are at. We are able to recognize the season that we are in. And when we recognize the season that we are in, we know how to move. We are not stagnated because of calamity or tragedy. Because we are thankful, we look at our God who is forever unchanging, and we put our trust in Him, and we are empowered in that way. And because we're empowered, we remain at peace with ourselves and at peace with God, and we are surrounded with peace around us because we are thankful in any situation, whether good or bad. Being thankful also allows us to be conscious of what we already have. When we are thankful even for the little things. Some things that we take for granted sometimes. Like this water that I'm about to drink. We take it for granted that we can have water. But there are some places where water, good, clean drinking water, is not available. So we can be thankful even for the little things. And when we are thankful for the little things, like I said, we get the spirit of contentment. And we get this spirit of contentment, we have the attitude of gratitude. So we enjoy the blessings that we already have. Our being thankful becomes a channel for greater blessings. Thanksgiving also allows us to take focus off ourselves. You know, if we're not thankful, we tend to look just at ourselves. But when we are thankful, we take focus off ourselves and we begin to look at God and we begin to look at others. We dispel self-pity. We get rid of self-pity when we are thankful. Like I said, when we take our focus off ourselves, then we don't feel the self-pity, because self-pity is sin. When we do not give thanks, we develop ingratitude in our hearts. When we are ungrateful, we can develop a disgruntled spirit, which can cause us to think and do things which God does not require of us. We can be driven to sin when we are not thankful. Even our attitude will change when we are not thankful. The attitude of ingratitude negatively affects our relationship with God and with others. Our commitment to God will begin to wane, and it will become difficult for us to show kindness to others. We need to give thanks to the Lord, for it is good. Psalm 92 verse 1 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord." Amen. Psalm 107:31. Can we turn to it? Psalm 107 and verse 31. It says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men." In conclusion, I will say that though it is tough sometimes to give thanks, we should give thanks anyway. We should give thanks when? All the time. We should give thanks always. God makes himself known to us even as we offer thanksgiving to him. When we do so ourselves, we are also being changed. So when we give thanksgiving to God, we are being changed, and we impact those that are around us because of our attitude of thanksgiving. To offer up this kind of thanksgiving, we have to indeed cultivate our relationship with God. For it is from this relationship that we have with God that thanksgiving is generated. To have this relationship, we need to accept the free gift of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whom we find eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." You have to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. First, you have to ask him. Each one of us have sinned. We have to ask him to forgive us of our sins. Invite him into our lives and ask him to be the Lord of our lives and take full control of our lives. Amen? When we have Christ take full control of our lives, then we can begin this relationship that I'm talking about with God, from which thanksgiving is generated. And as we begin to read the Word of God as a new Christian, we begin to read the Word of God and begin to apply it in our lives, we can begin to give thanks all the time. Amen. We can give thanks always.